Okay, Alunin should be in Tzchus for my grandfather's Yartzei Ruvim and Chaim. Today, Chav of Nisan, also for a first Shalem Babartzi Brivka Basia, Pesach Shacha Yisrael. My grandfather should be Meil Tzio for us and for the Jewish people. So I wanted to talk a little bit about today about what's the Vodas Tvirsa Omer, what's it all about, and why do you specifically learn Pirkei Avos during this time. So before we start anything, we have to understand what are the different Minhagim that's brought down in the early Rishonim. So I saw in the Sefer Kunjus Ben Yoni Yimei Tzvirsa Omer from Rav Karlenstein Zatzal, he quotes from Rav Amram Gon and the Machzor Vitri that Pirkei Avos specifically learned during the Shabbos of the Kites. In the summertime of the Shabbos summer months, where the afternoons are very long, they specifically learn to learn Pirkei Avos. The Meiri goes in his parish Hakdama LaAvos. He says that not only should you learn it in the summer months, but you should learn from Pesach until Sukkot. Number three, the Levush writes in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Reish Nun that the Levush says you should learn Pirkei Avos from Pesach until Rosh Hashanah. Number four, the Alshech says that a person should learn Pirkei Avos. Excuse me, a person should not only learn Pirkei Avos, says the Alshech, a person should learn Sefer Mishlei, says the Alshech in Parshas MRY, because Sefer Mishlei deals with a lot of Midos Tovos, the Sefer Musar, Binyanim Midos Tovos. He says, so not only we saw from Amram Gon Max Ravitri be able to learn Pirkei Avos during the summer months, the Meiri to learn Pirkei Avos from Pesach until Sukkot, the Levush says to even Pesach until Rosh Hashanah, and the Alshech says, so we should not only learn Pirkei Avos, but also Sefer Mishlei, because it deals with tremendous, tremendous Midos Tovos, things from Pesach into Shavuos. So we see there's a very big minhag to learn Pirkei Avos in Sefer Mishlei, specifically during this time. So the question is why? So the Pashup Shah, the Sefer Omer, you know, the Gemara in Yevamos and Samach Beis tells us that Rabbi Kiva's 24,000 students died because Shalom Nagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. They didn't give proper honor to each other. But I think there's a much deeper answer as well. Not only deeper, but I think it really goes together on of what Sefirah Omer is all about. We know the famous Ramban in Parshas Omer says that Sefirah Omer is actually chomoid between Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach is the first days of Yontif, Shavuos is the second days, and sandwiched in between is Chol HaMoed. And it's really, the days of Sefirah Omer is the days of Hachana, of getting ready for Kabbalah's Torah. But we know, like, Ein Kedusha B'li Hachana. There's no holiness in a person's life unless they have tremendous preparation for it. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells us, and the vote of Sefirah Omer is one to work on Midos Tovos. Rabbi Yonah and his Perish on Pirkei Avos, Paragimel Mishnah Yitzayin, says a very beautiful thing. It says, the Mishnah says, "Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah." If you don't have derech eretz, you don't have Torah. Which means that at the end of the day, Torah can't be in someone's neshama, says the Rabbi Yonah. It can't change you if your midos aren't there. If your midos aren't there, the Torah can't change you. Ratzal Omer. A person first has to fix his own midos, and ubazet tishkon haTorah love. Then the Torah can live and change a person's life. It could be a shechina. It could change a person's neshama. But says Rabbi Yonah, she'eno shechenas la'olam b'gov she'eno ba'al midos tovas. The Torah can't be in a person's life. It can't change a person's neshama. If a person gets angry, if a person gets sad, if a person doesn't have know what a curse, the Tov means, a Torah can't live there. Number two, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky even says, goes in a little deeper. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky writes that, he says, it's not a Tanai, that if you don't have Derech Eretz, that then you're not going to have Torah. No, he says that he calls it a Geder Yitziras Kli. He says it's a way for you becoming a Kli to understand the Holy Torah is by working on your Midos. That by working on your midos, specifically during Sefirah Omer, and really throughout the entire year, if you want to become a greater Talmid Chacham, it's got to show in your midos. Which reminds me of another Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says that only those whose maisim are more Ruben than the Chachmos, and then the Chachmos are Miskayemis. If you're a maisa dig a Jew, if you work on your actions, if you work on your feelings and your emotions, the way you talk to people, the way you talk to your family, the way you talk to your friends, then the Torah could be a place. He says it's called, then the Torah is going to affect you. It's yours kli. It's a way for you to come closer to the Torah. It's by working on your midos. The Altar of Kalm, number three, even goes a step further and says, the Gemara and Yuma and Ayin Bezim and Bez says that how could it be that the Torah for someone could be a Sama Chaim, and for someone it's not, it's a Sama Mavis. So he says the Lashon is, Zacha Nasalo Sama Chaim. If you're Zoche, then the Torah is going to be a potion of life. But if you're not Zocha, it's going to be a potion of death. So Zocha comes the lashon of Zichuch. Zichuch means to clean, to beautify, to make something beautiful. So he says, Zocha, If you work on your midos, you work on your on becoming a better person in your ben adam lachavero, then nasalo samchaim. Then the Torah is going to be a samchaim for you, says the altar of Kelm. A beautiful insight from the altar of Kelm. The fourth idea that I wanted to say on this, and we'll end off with a beautiful statement from the Chiddush Harim. Rav Shach quotes Rav Chaim Vital in Shari Kedusha. Says a beautiful idea. Rav Shach says Rav Chaim Vital, he says, why is it, Rav Chaim Vital asked the great student of the Arizal, why is it that there's no commandment in the Torah to have good midos? There's no commandment. It doesn't say anywhere to be a good person in the Torah. Besides V'alach to Bedracha, you're going to tell me very nice to go in Hashem's ways. Why specifically is there no commandment in the Torah? And the Chaim Vital said so pasha. He says there's no command in the Torah. Why? Because ki ena Torah nisfesas kal etzel ad mashiach bo midos raos. The Torah can't live in the Torah is so holy. He's not going to live for in a place where there is no where there's bad midos. It's a hagdama. Just like we have an introduction to a book. Just like you have an introduction to any novel. You have an introduction to any book. You have an introduction to a sefer. The introduction to the Holy Torah Kedosha. The introduction to the Torah is midos tovos. The introduction to the Torah is Midos Tovos. And that's what you say. I'm not sure who says this. But if you look inside a Gemara, Gemara starts with Daf Beis. Where is Daf Aleph? Daf Aleph is a person's Midos. Daf Aleph is understanding what it's all about. The understanding what a Jew's being all about. When you have Torah, it's beautiful. But if you don't have Midos, you don't have anything. And the Chiddush Harim writes in Yonei Sefer Omer, the Lashon is so beautiful, I just want to read it inside. He may have Sfira ba'u l'takin amidos. The days of Sfira are specifically for us to work on and fix our amidos. V'zeu ki derech eretz kadma l'torah. This is what it means. The derech eretz kadma l'torah comes before the Torah. Why? The tzarech ha'odam l'takin es atz b'shvuz halalu. A person has to work on his amidos during these weeks. K'dei sheyuchol l'zakos the Torah. A person when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah of Lag Ba'omer, Kabbalah Satorah of Torah Sanistar, or Kabbalah Satorah of Torah Sanigla, which is Shavuos, you have to work on your amidos during Sfira. And how do you do that? Yicholin al yisfira sa'omer levare prate hamidos veprateus kol hamidos yom acharei yom. Every single day, to be able to make sure to be able to work on your midos, to work on one's midah. That's why there's chesed gvura. It's not just a kabbalistic thing. It's something that we're working on. This week is the week of gvura. How am I holding myself back? Ezo gibor hakovish etzitzro. How am I holding myself back? How am I being a stronger person? Chesed with gvura teferes netzachod yisod. And Malchus, how am I working every single day? The Chiddush Harim says very simple. You want to come to a beautiful Kabbalah of Torah, you got to be specific. You can't just be in one midah, you have to be specific. Today is Netzach Shebigvura. Every single day I'm working on my midos. Let's just review what we did. We talked, first off, we had four insights of what the exact minhagim are, of what to learn, or when to learn. Rav Amigon and Nachzovichi says Perkei Avos during Dafka, the summer months. The Me'irin is Zagdama for Perkei Avos says a person should learn Perkei Avos from Pesach until Sukkot. The Shabbos was from Pesach until Sukkot. The Levush writes in Orach Chaim, Simtaf Reishnun, that a person should learn Perkei Avos from Pesach until Rosh Hashanah. The Vujam says also a person should learn Perkei Avos from Shabbos to Pesach to Shavuos. But the Ashech says not only should you learn Perkei Avos from the Shabbos to Pesach to Shavuos, but also Sefer Mishlei. Sefer Mishlei deals with talks things about Midos Tovos. And the answer to the question is why we deal with it. So first we said because maybe you're going to be Kiva students, then we're at Shalonogu covered Zebazah. They didn't have covered for each other, which begs the question, how could it be there? Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Kiva, how could it be? Rabbi Kiva students were the ones who didn't give honor to each other, but his number one rule was to love your friend like yourself. So maybe we just said this in class, I didn't say it on the recording now, but we say maybe Rabbi Kiva only learned this after. Maybe we could say Rabbi Kiva students didn't actually take it to heart. But the second idea is that it's really Achana for Kabbalah Satorah. It says, the five ideas of how it's Achana for Kabbalah Satorah. Ben Yonah says, the Torah can't live in a kli where it's not beautiful, it's not clean. It can't affect the person of the Shema if there's Midos Rawls there. Only the Torah is there if there's Midos Tovas. But Shmuel Rozalski, number two, says that it's Yitzir Sakli, the only way to come to Hasagah Satorah. The only one to come into understanding the beauty and the technicalities and every little piece of Torah is becoming a vessel through working on Yemidos Tovos. The Altar of Kalm says the Gemara in Yoma, number three, Ayin Bey says, Zacha Nasalo Samchayim, Zacha Zalosham Zichach. If Zichach, you're working and cleaning on your Midos, then Nasalo Samchayim, the Torah is going to be beautiful. Rav Shach, number four, quote of Chaim Vital, why is there no commandment in the Torah? To be able to have good midos, because it's an introduction. It's an introduction to the whole Torah. That's why there's no Daf Aleph. You could say there's no Daf Aleph in Gemara. because Daf Aleph is the working on your midos. Then you could start Daf Beis. Number five, the Chiddush Rambam says not only this is just like not all year round when we get ready for we get work on our midos, but specifically with Sfiras Omer to come to Kabbalah Torah. Not only Kabbalah Torah of Shavuos, but Kabbalah Torah of like Omer, Kabbalah Torah of Nistar of Shem of Ayurchai, but the Kabbalah Torah of Shavuos. Hashem should bless us to be able to learn Perkei Avos in a very serious way, and to be able to work on our Midos Tovos. And the more we work on our Midos Tovos, and we'll come to a beautiful Kabbalah Torah, to Kabbalah Torah that we that we'll very much appreciate. But if we specifically use this time, this period, this time of Sfiras Omer, to be able to really work on our Ben Adam L'Chavero, be able to work on our interpersonal relationships together. Please, God, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Shkoich.